This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2143. Let's go back in time, avoid confusion with past dates. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In January, we showed you how to refer to future dates without confusing your listener. Today, learn how to call out dates and times in the past while avoiding confusion in English. Listen in today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay. I am good. How are you?
Good. I'm feeling good. Glad to be on the mic with you. Today is a bit of a follow-up from a previous episode that we did on All Ears English. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Lindsay, what did you do last weekend?
Last weekend. Oh, well, Michelle, do you mean this past weekend? Because today it's Monday morning as we're recording. Or do you mean the weekend before this past weekend? Can you just clarify for me here?
Sorry. I meant like, what did you do this past weekend?
Okay, good. Thank you for clarifying.
I should have. Yeah, that was a little. See, Lindsay, that gets a little sticky, right?
A little tricky. Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about this today. I'm excited about today's episode because, like Lindsay said, this is a follow-up. Guys, if you didn't listen already, we did episode 2137. That was this Friday or next Friday, how to clarify calendar dates in English. So that was all about the future, right?
Yeah, Michelle,
when you're talking about days or dates in the future, what do you say? And that was it gets a little confusing, but we came up with some basic ideas.
Yeah, I mean, I think these two episodes are going to be two of the most useful episodes of the entire year, Michelle. That's why I'm so excited. I hope our listeners can follow now to get more amazing, super useful episodes, but I'm excited to get into this. So guys, make sure you go back, cover your bases with that episode. And now we're going into the past. And just to fill you in, I took my dog to the dog park this past weekend and I ordered pizza from my very favorite place that does Detroit style pizza. What did you do this past weekend, Michelle?
This past weekend, over the weekend, I went, I had some friends over for a little dinner party.
Oh, nice.
Although I didn't make dinner. I provided the desserts. We did our own dinner. Yeah. The kids were together, so it was fun. They're actually our neighbors. They live across the hall, so it's kind of fun. We get to
That's really nice.
Yeah. So it's like the Friends cast. Just
kidding. Oh, fun. Okay, but, good. So we both had good weekends. Love it.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm excited for this episode. And Lindsay, do you want to hear? We have some great poll results today.
Yes. Lately, we've been putting up some really fun polls to learn more about your personalities, guys, all of our listeners. And so we have a result, a very important result that I'm surprised by from a previous episode. What episode was this result from?
This was from 2108, How to Add Nuance to Your Opinions in English. Yes. And this was a big one, guys. The question was, where would you prefer to live? And it was either you could choose New York or LA. So,
oh my gosh.
Lindsay, where would you prefer to live?
Oh, New York, no question, Michelle. I have lived in New York. I've lived for a very short stint in LA, 3 months. I'm not sure if that qualifies, sort of stayed there. And I'm a New York girl through and through. And I have a feeling maybe you are too. Is that true?
Of course. I would always choose New York. I love New York. But our listeners, the results actually teetered on the side of LA.
That is 54%.
54% of our listeners on Spotify who answered this poll said they would prefer to live in LA, and 45 said New York. And Lindsay, you were saying you were surprised and you had maybe a little theory about why.
I have a feeling it's about the weather, because when you think about LA and California, it is beautiful weather. We have been talking about California on this show a lot. I've been going out to Southern California this year, and I have to say, Michelle, it is amazing, the weather out there. It's just the sun. It is always perfect and 72 degrees, no matter what time of year it is. It's just incredible. So I get it. But the magic of New York, Michelle, I mean, I don't know. I'm struggling.
I know. It's one of those things where you just deal with the weather because there are so many other wonderful parts of New York. But it is true. The weather is not one of the advantages of living in New York. No.
So I would just ask our listeners, guys, if you have a strong opinion one way or the other, now if you can tie in an episode question about the two cities, something there, send us that question, right? Send your question to lindsay@allearsenglish.com, and we want your question. We want to follow up on this poll and keep the conversation going. Good stuff.
Definitely. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get into the topic today. So this was all inspired because I was speaking with a student.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, okay, let's say, for example, it's November and you want to talk about something you did in May of the previous year.
Okay. Right? The previous year. Okay. So
just to clarify, let's say it's November 2023 and you want to talk about something you did in May of 2022.
Oh, that's now. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if someone, Lindsay, then to you said last May, would you think they were talking about that same year or the year before?
Oh, see, this is hard. Even for native speakers, it's quite hard. So we're imagining maybe it's like November or something right now. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at last May. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
I would probably say catch the last and think 2022.
Yeah.
Right. So May of 2022. So the May before the most previous one.
Yeah.
Previous one.
Yeah.
But some people might think the most recent May.
Yeah. And that's what she was asking me about. And I realized this is such an important topic and it is confusing, like Lindsay said, even for native speakers. So this is not, you know, this is something that is a little bit confusing. And I wouldn't say there's one completely easy answer for this. Some of it depends on context. But we're going to talk about how to be as clear as possible today. And in that other episode, we were talking about the future. So now we're going into the past.
I think just as a broad perspective here, it's on us as the speakers to be extra clear. It's like we need that layer of empathy to think, when I deliver this, whether it's to a native speaker or to a non-native speaker, I think they may get confused and I know that. So I'm going to add some extra words to be super, super clear, right?
Yes. Exactly. So let's talk about it. So when we're talking about the past, let's say now we're going to say it's December.
Okay.
And someone wants to talk about something they did in June.
Okay.
Okay. So Lindsay, if you want to tell me something you did in June and it's December, would you say this June or last June, or what would you say?
Okay. In this case, I would say this June, because I know we're talking about past tense. right? So I'm not worried that it's the future June, the very next June of 2024. And if you said, right. Oh, Lindsay, this June, I went to Rocky Mountain National Park. I would know that you're talking about June of 2023 of this year, just 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's also a third choice. I mean, okay. I feel like I would just say in June, like with nothing.
Yes. Right. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to necessarily add anything, because if we say in June and we know we're talking about the past.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're going to know that you mean this previous June.
That's a fair point, Michelle. I like it. Fewer words.
Fewer words. Or if you do want some words, another thing you could say is this past June. So in the last episode, guys, in 2137, we talked about saying this coming for the future. But Lindsay, tell us a little bit about this past, what that does.
It's essentially the equivalent of saying this coming this coming January. If you want to if you want to add that extra layer of clarity for your listener, the person in front of you, just stick in this past June. And that tells me it's the most immediate recent June. So that solidifies that it's June of 2023, not June of 2022. Okay. But I also like your theory, Michelle. Just say in June. We went to Rocky Mountain National Park in June, because you're in the past tense. And it wouldn't be the one before that. That would just not make any sense.
Right? I feel like we need to have calendars out for this episode and visuals and everything. Right. I think that even saying this past, that's great. And that's good to be more clear. But you don't need it necessarily. Like, I almost feel like that's what you would use to clarify. If somebody says, wait, which June? And you might say, past June.
Right. That's a good point. You may just hedge on that and put that in the front instead of going through the whole thing and say, which June? When? What do you mean? Right. If you just want to save your breath with that whole conversation. But yeah, I think just June is great. In June, we went to Rocky Mountain National Park.
Right. Yeah. Right. So for talking about the past, you can always just, if it's the most immediate one in the past, you can always just say the day, the week, the month. Mm-hmm. But if it's close enough in the past, you can say this past as well. Or we're in January and we want to talk about something from the previous June, then that's where we might say last. Like if it wraps around in a month.
Right. So you're
in
saying
the year, I'm sorry.
If you're in January of 2024 and you want to talk about June of 2022, is that what you mean, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. Okay. So you want to, so that's when you can start to use last.
Yes.
Right? Because now we're in a different year, so that's when last becomes more relevant. If we're in January 2023 and we want to talk about June 2022, we wouldn't, if we say last, in that case, is there any way is there any way that we would mean 2021?
No, that's too far in the past. Yeah. At that point, you're starting to say in June of 2021 or in June of 21, right? Summer 21. Yes.
Right.
You're going
too
far back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't want to go. Yeah. Too far back. The last is now just for the most immediate, but if the year wraps around. So if it's October 23 and you want to say you did something in April of 2022, you could also just say April of 2022, right?
Yeah,
you also have that option. If you want to be crystal clear, you could always say the month, April of 2022.
Yeah. And I think it's always a good connection skill, guys, just hedging on that, assuming that maybe my listeners will get confused, right? Whoever I'm speaking to. And so I'm going to be really clear. I'm going to throw in the date anyways, especially if you're back 2 years, you definitely want to go for that date, right, Michelle?
Yes.
Yeah.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan. And save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay, let's keep going into this because I know this is a sticking point for our listeners, for sure.
Okay, well, I think the important thing as the speaker, and this goes back to what you were saying, Lindsay, the speaker's responsibility, the important thing is to take out anything that would make it unclear, right? So maybe use years, dates, whatever. But really think about it. When you are speaking, how can I make sure that my listener just gets it the first time?
Yes.
And on the flip side of that, as a listener, don't be afraid to ask. Right. So what's something you could say if you were confused as the listener, Lindsay?
Okay. You could say something like this. You could say, wait, this June or last June? And we can even use gestures there, right? If we want to.
Yeah.
Always good. This June or last June? A lot of, you know, sticking my hands over my shoulders and going backwards like a traffic director or something.
Yes. Right. Right. Exactly. So, I mean, this is all a little bit open to context and interpretation.
Yeah.
So that's important to remember. However, I think there are really some main points to think about here. Number one is, are we like, what time of the year or what time of the week are we talking about? Are we wrapping around to the last week? So what I mean by that is, again, if we are in March of 2024 and we're going to talk about September of 2023,
yep,
you can use last.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So we have lots to think about here, but you have lots of tools here. You can just say the month. You can just say the day if you want, if that's going to be clear enough. You can also use this past, right?
Yeah.
Like there's how so in the future we use this coming.
Yeah. I love that. And just be ready for questions, right? Even if you say it and you think it's correct and clear, it still may not be clear. And maybe that's not your fault, right? Maybe that's just for whatever reason, the person's not quite getting it. Be ready for clarification no matter how you say it. I think that's the point, right?
Yes, exactly. And again, part of that is just the nature of these
this
words
way
and
of talking.
Topic. And it just gets confusing. So don't stress out about it because it's one of those things that happens fairly frequently in everyday conversations when you're talking about when something happened.
Yeah. Let's do some role plays, Michelle, to wrap up the episode here. So now we are going to imagine that it is late 2023 and we are recording this in late 2023, actually.
That's right.
Right? December 2023. So here we go. I started learning Arabic last February.
Oh, wow. So well over a year.
Oh, no, sorry. I meant this past February.
Oh, got it.
Okay. So which February was I talking about there?
So it's late 2023 and you said last February. Now, do you think, Lindsay, do you think that was the best choice?
Probably not. I feel like I was confused with what I said right away, actually.
Right. Because it sounds when you say last and you're in the same year.
Yes. Yes. It's weird, right? Why would I say last, right? I probably should have said this past February, which I then clarified. And I mean February of 2023. Okay.
Right, because I got confused. I said, oh, wow. So well over a year.
So but you thought I meant February of 2022.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Good.
So
okay.
That's what happened there. Now, let's move now. We are in February 2024.
Ooh, fast forward, which is when this episode comes out, I believe. So here we go. Here we go.
Okay. How long have you been in your current position?
Oh, since last January.
Wait, of 23 or 24?
23. Okay.
Okay.
So in that case, does that feel more in tune for me to say last January?
Right. I think that it's because you wouldn't say last January
of last month.
Last month. You could say last month.
Since last month, since January. I could also say since January.
Right. If you're talking about 2024, but you didn't say that because you were talking about
2023. So that's why in that case, I need that last, right? Because we're going all the way back around the calendar another year. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. Exactly.
I think the key here, guys, is connection. Remember the point. It's not about the time. It's about what you're trying to say. So hedge off any confusion by initially clearing up if you can. And if you don't do it that way, be ready for the questions. Wait, when? What year? That's normal. Okay.
It is normal. And, you know, but just try and be as clear as possible with these things. So I think one of the keys is just to think about, okay, if I'm in December, then, you know, things in the last year I can use last, right? You have to think about, did we start a new cycle, a new year, a new
week? Year. Yes. I love that. I love that. I love that. I just think about the calendar and just don't avoid having these conversations because it's good to talk about your past. It's good to go back. It's common. You've done things in your life. You want to share them, right? I think that's the takeaway for today. And guys, remember to hit follow, right, Michelle?
That's right. Okay. Well, this is a fun one. And yeah, just think about your responsibility as a speaker. And also don't be afraid if you're unclear about when something happened in the past. Just ask. That's fine.
I love it. Just ask. Love it. All right, Michelle, we're off the mic for today. Have a good day. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.